From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. City Manager John Glasscock announced the selection of Andy Woody as the next Columbia Fire Chief today. According to a city press release, Woody brings more than 22 years of experience, most recently as the fire chief in the city of Searcy, Arkansas. This comes after previous Fire Chief Randy White retired on October 4th. Since then, Deputy Fire Chief Kyle Fansler has been filling the role. John Glasscock says, quote, Andy will be a good fit here, and I look forward to all Columbia residents getting to know him. Woody's first day will be next month on Monday the 13th. The city will also hold a public meet and greet on a later date. For the first time, Missouri is reporting how much districts spend per pupil at every school in the state. It's a requirement of the federal Every Student Succeeds Act that's supposed to help ensure equitable access and opportunity. But Missouri Deputy Education Commissioner Roger Dorson says there's probably a reason why per pupil spending levels vary within a district.
It could be the programs that are offered through that school. It could be the staff experience at that school. You know, the school may have had teachers that have had a lot of experience and as a result are paid more.
The data the Education Department released yesterday breaks out federal school funding but lumps together state and local revenue. That includes any money a school gets from fundraising, which is a key component of many charter school budgets. Missouri farmers will be able to grow industrial hemp next year. Jonathan All reports they can apply for a permit now.
Industrial hemp can be used for a variety of products, including textiles and the increasingly popular supplement CBD oil. For the first time in more than 70 years, it will be legal to grow the relative of marijuana in Missouri. Sammy Jo Freeman is a spokesperson for the Department of Agriculture. She says getting ready for hemp production has been a learning experience.
For not only the industry, but for government entities who are trying to provide opportunities for producer and industry feedback, but also strike that balance of, you know, doing our job as we see it in state government to provide that framework.
Freeman says the online applications to grow hemp will be processed starting on January 2nd. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan All.
General Motors says it is investing $1.5 billion in truck production at a St. Louis plant. GM President Mark Royce joined Missouri officials today to announce the Wentzville plant expansion. The plant will receive over $1 billion to upgrade the facility in preparation for the next generation of mid-size pickup trucks. Governor Mike Parsons says GM is promising to keep roughly 4,000 jobs at the site. The announcement comes less than 2 months after GM workers nationwide ended a 40-day strike. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.